Scene 3. Is something the matter? He escaped. How'd you escape from a boat? Who escaped? Hamlet, of course. He was kidnapped by pirates and promised them I would pay the ransom. I've already paid for his death. Why am I paying to get him back again? What are you talking about? Laertes, I completely understand your feelings. Do you know what? It's all Hamlet's fault. All your grief. All your anger is Hamlet's fault. Hamlet killed your father, so Hamlet must be punished. Hamlet? Oh, God! God! Words are all very well, Laertes. What are you actually going to do? What punishment will you inflict on Hamlet? I'll cut his throat in the church. That's right. Show no mercy. We'll do this carefully, though. Thanks to some pirates, it seems that Hamlet is back in Denmark. You have your opportunity to kill him. All I ask is that you stay out of sight while we wait for his return. Then we'll set up a duel. I hope I'll win. I know you'll win. I will poison the end of your sword. The first cut is fatal, and, if that doesn't work, I'll have a goblet of wine ready for him to drink during the fight. Will it be poisoned too? You understand me perfectly. What's that noise? Gertrude?
One disaster upon another. One disaster upon another. Ophelia is drowned. Your sister is drowned, Laertes.
Drowned? Oh, where?
Where the willow grows across the brook. She must have been climbing the branches, and one seems to have cracked with her weight. And by the time I heard her singing and I reached her, clothes had already pulled her beneath the surface to muddy death. Now she lies there, immersed into water.
Drowned.
Drowned.
Too much of water, poor Ophelia. Too much of water. And, therefore, I forbid myself to cry. Let's follow Gertrude. Calming his rage has not been easy, and now he's becoming furious again. He must be watched.